It is my pleasure and privilege to share potent points to help you build your side hustle muscle. Tips on how to start, restart, and design your own business. These are the Fire Your Designer audio sessions. Strengthen your side hustle muscle by 10 in just one day. Go from wantrepreneur to entrepreneur in the time it takes to do laundry on a Saturday. One of my daughter's favorite songs is Freedom by Pharrell. Let me tell you, when this song comes on, she goes wild. Every time he yells freedom, she sings it right along with him, but 10 times louder than him. It's a wonderful experience for me to hear her shout it out loud and proud alongside Skateboard P. Lately, I've been looking into freedom, defining it. We can agree that freedom is having choices, good choices, and the ability to select what we like when we like. Yes? Cool. So as we age and experience life, we become heavy with stress. We start to let our past dictate our future, our friends influence our lives, and boom, we are living a life we cannot stand. And to add on to that craziness, we actually make the decisions that lead to living the same life that we don't like. We do a little complaining to those specific friends that will listen, maybe do a little Twitter rant, an impulse buy, or a thirsty selfie for some likes, and the cycle continues. It is complete insanity. A friend of mine asked me an intriguing question not too long ago. He asked, "Do I ever sit back and critique my life as if it were a painting?" We went to college together, so this was a bit accurate for us. We both studied under illustration. This question got me thinking. I began to do exactly what he asked. I began to stand back and look at my life as if it were a painting, looking at my habits and decisions. Now, I have the opportunity to ask you the same question. Do you ever sit back and critique your life as if it were a painting? Now, we have the availability and capacity to shape and mold our lives based off of our actions, our habits, friends, goals, and motives. What a time to be alive. Once in a group chat with my childhood friends, who are now my adulthood friends, I began to complain about specific entrepreneurial challenges. My friends were all ears. They were here to help. They let me vent a little. They sent me some vibes, some blessings, and one even sent some cash. I was thankful for all of it. I never knew what would come next, though. My one friend who sent the cash described how I was acting. Now, before that, he indeed showed me some empathy. He's the entrepreneur himself, so he truly understands the roller coaster ride of working for yourself or working on your own idea, side hustle, or product. Shortly after that, however, he went on to tell me, with encouragement, never to accept the role of the victim again. He enlightened me that I crossed that thin line of sharing challenging moments to woe is me. It was that message he sent to me that sounds off into my head every day as I work through my problems. Challenges in life, challenges in work, or in any profession are a gift. And that gift is a time to find a solution, a time to learn and build experiences that can teach and help others how to navigate that very same issue in the near future. I'm thankful for that entire exchange. So on to tools and action items. I love me a good tool, but I'll tell you right now, I can't put anything from IKEA together. In this case, tools are apps and links and resources to help people build their own avenues of freedom. One way to get closer to freedom, to increase choices, is to be your own boss. Now, being your own boss doesn't mean you have to quit your job right now or do anything big and drastic. You can make a plan. Work that plan like water torture, one drop at a time. You can be your own boss with or without a side hustle. You can get it in while maintaining a full job. Here are some questions to ask that can help things get started. What's the one thing you do best where you can charge the most and give people great value? What problems can you solve in such a unique way that people will trade their money for your specific solution? And then follow-up questions can be, who is my ideal customer? What do they do? What do they like? Where do they get their information? What social media platform do they get their content from? And how can you reach them? Now, roughly, you're ready to attack. You can pick a business name. So let's get back to these tools. One thing you can do is use the Shopify business name generator. Now, let's say it's time to get to your logo. You can design your logo on Canva.com. Let's say it's time to promote your business, your product or your service. Let's do a 1-2 punch with Instagram and MailChimp. Then let's say you need a basic website, like super basic and super quick, like right now. www.about.me. Let's say you have to schedule a kickoff call with a client. Go to calendly.com. Now let's say it's time to get that money. You can invoice your client with and.co. Sign up for PayPal, which you probably already do. You can integrate your PayPal with your and.co, and boom, your business is set. You're ready to go. You can do all this in just one day. So cheers to you on a successful launch, building your side hustle muscle by 10 in one day. For more information, please hit me and holla. This is Eric from Fire Your Designer. Thank you for your precious, valuable, priceless time. And thank you for listening to Fire Your Designer. You can support these audio sessions by donating. This is E. Jordan Ill. Thanks once more, and happy hustling.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.